Hey everybody, welcome back to Blacktown TV's Look Who's Next. Of course, you guys know I'm your hostess with the mostest, Miss Simone Jackson. Always here to bring you guys another great episode of Look Who's Next. In case you guys don't know, Look Who's Next is a great podcast where we have engaging conversation with influential people in the entertainment industry. I am very, very, very excited about our next guest today. I might fangirl a little bit, so excuse me for that, you guys. Been a big fan of hers for a minute. She's been on shows like In Living Color, Living Single, Moesha, Third Rock from the Sun, Martin, Sister Sister, and of course her NACCP Image Award nominated role, of course, in the Bernie Mac show playing Miss Wanda. And of course she had a lead show in the show, sci-fi show, The Nation. But everyone please give a great, great, great big welcome to Miss Kalita Smith. Hi, Kalita.
Hi.
Hello, hello, hello.
Wow, it sounds like I really did a lot of work. A girl that's been busy.
I try to make it sound like that a little. You did a lot of work, so I just had to make sure I get all that in. Yeah.
Well, first of all, you went too far back. In Living Color, that's the 1900s. That's like in the beginning. But listen, but there is one thing I can't take credit for is Third Rock in the Sun.
Oh, okay.
I know. I would love to say that I was with John Lithgow. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Yes. And Jane Curtis. Are you kidding me? I would love to say that. But no, that was actually Simbi Kali was on Third Rock in the Sun. A good friend of mine. She actually, no, it's wonderful. It's wonderful because look how Spirit is letting her get in on my interview. Look how Spirit said, let's mention Simbi Kali. So, yes, and she actually was on Martin, and she and I did a movie for BET called Masquerade.
That is correct. You guys did. You guys did. Miss Kalita, you did tons and tons of work. But, of course, one of my favorite roles is you on the Bernie Mac show. But before we get to all of that, let me fire the first question at you, Miss Kalita. Where did your passion for acting begin?
I was fired from five jobs, 5 9-to-5s. And realized I should probably think about something else. Yeah. And so I said, what is it I want to do for real, for real? And I really didn't know. But I grew up with a guy that I was a childhood sweetheart that I was in love with that ended up, we ended up going separate ways. But what he taught me was how to commit to your dream, right? So I never really had a dream. So what I did was I said, well, what is it I want to do that I never told nobody and that, you know, it's my little secret? And I said, ooh, what if I act? And I was like, oh, girl, you can't act. You can't even, you ain't never went to an acting class. I was like, but I be acting like I be wanting these jobs, so let's try this. So I ended up taking a class that forced me to do a showcase, which I was terrible in. But what I did was I connected to something that was called passion. And I only knew the word, didn't know what the feeling meant. But I immediately fell in love with the idea of that feeling. And it didn't bother me that I was terrible. What it did was it gave me discipline to get better.
Love it. Yes. And I'm glad it did because look, like I said, the whole body of work that you have. So I'm so glad. And, you
girl,
know.
You, because I didn't marry well, honey.
And I have to say, you know, in a positive way, thank you for the five jobs that fired Kalita because she found her true passion. So, you know, if y'all didn't fire her, we wouldn't have discovered her. So we appreciate you guys because she has been a gift. I am being serious. So I appreciate them because, you know, you wouldn't have found your true passion. And look, you're going for it. And like I said, the whole body of work that you have. So, you know, kind of going into
passion is a real thing, man. It's a something they don't really tell you. They don't really tell you how to do it, how to get it, but it's a self-discovery. And it's the best thing you could ever do for yourself, especially for women. It's the best thing you could ever do because You know, self-esteem is a big thing. And if you don't have self-esteem, you pretty much are, you know, you're at the whims of the world, you know. And in order to anchor yourself in self-esteem, because a lot of times our images, meaning African-American images, aren't the first images that are displayed as beautiful or displayed as adorable or cherishable. So for me, anchoring into passion actually fed into my self-esteem, because I came from a background of abuse, which most of us are, which I like to call uneven ground. Mm-hmm. I came from uneven ground. And with that, it's finding your leverage and finding the way to, you know, create a pavement that you can absolutely stand on. And passion helped me do that. Passion for acting helped me do that.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I really do. And yes, if you don't have passion and you don't have self-esteem, like you said, good self-esteem, you're going to be at the mercy of the industry. So I completely agree to that. You know, just to put on this just a little bit more, Kalita, what type of roles have you been drawn to over the course of your career?
The ones that pay. No.
Well, yes, that too, of course. Hello.
Listen, that part. Listen, let's be honest. Listen, if God's listening, okay. You know, that's interesting because I would like to say that most of us, and I'm gonna include my comrades of actresses, mm-hmm. who are and actors who are a little aware of the images that we are responsible for. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, unlike, and I get into these conversations a little bit about the females that decide to be in reality shows. And what they don't understand is that we are artists who are crafting an art, who happen to be on a platform that's visible. We absolutely pay attention to the images we're giving off. It's intentional because we owe the Esther Rolls, we owe the Bea Richards, we owe them, we owe the Cicely Tysons, we owe them to do the work and to stand there with a posture, knowing that someone came before us. Mm-hmm. My irritation with these reality chicks is they've thrown all that bullshit out the window and don't even know the rules. And it's all about them being able to be seen or to be whatever. And I don't know what it is because half of them don't have no husband. So I don't know what the wives shows is about. I have no idea. I'm confused. But to answer your question, because it sets us backwards. And it makes society look at us as if we're them when we're not them. We're artists. We've created and cultivated a craft. They just walked in through the door. So.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. And I'm not happy about that. And I wish they would really pay attention. And thank you for this question, because I'm going to say, not only just myself, but I'm going to say my comrades, we pay attention to the roles that only move us forward. Even if the role happens to be a downtrodden, I don't know, prostitute, we find a way to find value in that character so that she does rise to the occasion. These are things that we do on purpose when we pick any role. So if any one of these reality chicks are listening to this podcast, I'm going to ask you to fall back unless you really are trying to be a part of this movement.
Mm. Oh, amen. Can you say it loud for the people in the back just in case they didn't hear?
Fall back. Oh, I'm sorry. Which part? I'm sorry. I got real loud on that, didn't I? I'm sorry.
No, that's good. That's good because that's exactly how I do feel about the reality shows, the reality stars, and how, you know, you can just, that, you know, that quote, you know, you can be famous from anything. I totally agree with that. There are people who have been working on their craft, working on what their passion and everything for years and years and years to mold themselves into artists, like you said, to be able to create art. And then you have these people who just walk in and just I'm here and I'll do anything to make a fool of myself, and then they're the ones with all the attention.
Yeah, when you must remember, you are walking on the backs of other people.
Exactly.
That's the one thing that we actors do know. That's the one thing that we never forget.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've never cultivated a craft in this industry, you don't have any history.
Love it. Yes. I love it. You should
You're just a celebrity peddler. A peddler.
You should probably get that, like, literally on a t-shirt, that quote, and just mark it. Yeah, just mark it.
Girl, look, that'd be my own reality show. Get out of here. No, I'm just playing.
Oh, great. Great. So just to go on to question number three, Miss Kalita, what has been, you know, personally, what has been your favorite role so far?
Always getting the job. That's like my favorite part. But
love it.
I think, you know, I love every role I get. Like, I don't even know what that means. There's roles that I haven't gotten yet that I do desire to do, especially projects. But I think it's every role I get because it's, you know, it's like, again, I said, it's a little more thought out, you know, it's when I'm auditioning for it, I really am choosing to get it because it either feeds my spirit or it is intriguing to me as an artist, or I also know that it will also be, you know, a movement for someone, you know, because if it's one, it's a movement in me, it'll be a movement in someone else. And, you know, that's kind of what it really means to be an actor, is really kind of love the art that you're in and allow the art to kind of play it back to you through others. Mm-hmm. Meaning, like what you said to me in the beginning of our introduction, is that, you know, you've watched me and now you're on the phone. It's like that feeds me for you to say that, you know. I'm not even in the realization of how long I've really been on TV, you know, like for real. Like, you know, wow. You do the job, you go, yeah, girl, I forgot about 11 Color. Listen, I'm probably about to go look for some residual checks. Listen, but you know, because you go on, and you do it, and that's me in the art of it. But then the beautiful thing is when the art plays itself back to me through others, through people like you. Then it's rewarding.
Ah, oh, that is beautiful to hear. Thank you. I'm so glad. So glad.
No, thank you.
That is so.
Because I think as artists, we're not holding on to every job. Like, oh my god. Kind of do the gig and you kind of go, and you know, depends on how it folds or unfolds or whatever, and you kind of just you're moving on because you're still of in the excitement of being the artist, so there's never there, you know what I mean? So
right.
You know, you kind of keep going, and then all of a sudden somebody reminds you, hey, you're like, oh shit, right, okay, yeah,
yeah, right. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, I was on that show. Exactly.
Yeah.
Ah. Oh, I love it, Kalita. I love it. So going on to question number four. So just in case a lot of people know, like I mentioned earlier during the show, you were on the show, sci-fi show Z Nation. But what a lot of people don't know is you, Ms. Kalita, are the first African-American female lead for the sci-fi channel in its first 50 years.
Oh God, I get goosebumps every time I hear that.
I have.
Isn't that great? Isn't that great but sad? Isn't it sad but great? It's tragic. It's almost like Shakespeare.
It is a very complex feeling. It's great and it's sad at the same time. But
I know it's Shakespeare. Look at me, Shakespearean.
But I just wanted to know what was that feeling like for you to know, you know. What was it like making history? What was that feeling like for you? You know, like you said, but what was your whole reaction?
I gotta be honest. I did not sign up knowing that. I signed up really because I liked the character. And I was helping putting my niece through college and blah, blah, blah. And so and I've not done action. So it was very shocking.
Mm-hmm.
Because I only got into it for the work, and then to get in there and then start to discover, you know, this world of sci-fi, this world of horror, this world of zombies is, first of all, the fans, please, we think football fans are fans. The fans of horror, is they not playing. It's not a game to them. This is for real. These Comic Cons are no joke. I was in awe. I'm just in awe of just the commitment that people have to a character or a persona that they identify with. And it's overwhelming at the same time. It's so awesome. So even in being in this show, it just led me to start looking at, okay, some of these Comic Cons, there weren't a lot of, you know, African Americans there, let alone African American characters.
Right.
So then I started really looking at, okay, well, who's come through here? Of course, Nichelle Nichols, who was, you know, third in command on Star Trek. But that was it. And I was like, are you kidding me? This world is, we need to be adored in this world.
Exactly.
And so I realized, and I just was in awe that it was so. And in it being so, it needed to be said.
Yeah, I think that's just, I think it was a huge impact when I learned that you were the first African-American lead for sci-fi, because I was like, well, I just didn't even think about it. Like, wow, first African female lead, for one, that's amazing. And for two, like you said, it's kind of sad because, like, wow, first 50 years and we're just now getting to it. But I just loved it. And I think that's why I kind of, reason why I started watching Z Nation, because of course I heard about it before, but I was like, you know, I don't know. But then I heard that, you know, had its first, I did start watching it because it had its first African-American lead. And I was like, oh, she's awesome. I think she's better at The Walking Dead.
No, they wrote a great, great character. And the writer, Carl Schaefer, he absolutely didn't write specifically for gender specific or anything like that. He really wrote for, if this would happen to an individual, what would they do? Which I loved. So I got to do a lot of things that most people wouldn't let a woman do on a series, let alone a movie. And, you know, I just got to say it's nobody but God, because, girl, I couldn't have, please. I'd have felt too much pressure. So if I was signed up talking about, I'm going to pick this role because she's going to be the first, I'd be like, whoa, wait a minute, that sounds like, a lot of meetings.
It's a lot of meetings.
But no, so I'm grateful. I'm grateful and thankful.
Yes, I thought it was a great character, and it was great watching you in the role. So, I said, you know, if we have the end of the world apocalypse zombies, I was going to go to Rick, but I think I'm going to go to you now, just in case, for survivor skills. You definitely are my number one survivor skills for.
Girl, I wouldn't go. Shit, wait a minute. I'm not doing it. That show taught me not to go. Listen, if the apocalypse breaks out, girl, I'm out of here. I'm not doing it. There will be no more. First of all, I can't fight without coffee. Okay? And there will be no more Popeyes. You can't drive through nowhere no more in the apocalypse. Are you kidding me? And if you just want to go, like, yeah, and they fight all the time, I would be like, oh, guys, I can't today.
guys, I can't do that.
Guys, I'm not fighting today. I'm on my cycle. Guys, come on. I'm cramping.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? No, I hope that it never happens to this country. I would love for it to keep it in the genre of just a fantasy, something that we just use to give ourselves thrills here and there through telecommunications, and not really through having to have this as our habitation. Not at all.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Not at all. I mean, can you imagine? And then they just legalize weed? Oh, girl, please. please, we be stabbing the wrong people.
That's it. I didn't even think about that. So, oh.
Oh, my God. I'd be like, oh, I thought it was a zombie. No, he was just on the edible.
Oh. It was different.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's great, though. So going on to question number 5, though, Ms. Cleta, what future projects are you involved with that the Black Talent TV audience, that you can share to the Black Talent TV audience?
Let's say it one more time again.
I said, what future projects are you involved with that you can dish about to the Black Talent TV audience?
Well, what can I say? Let's see. Just know this. I am, all right, long story short, sounded definite. We did a panel, Z Nation. Someone asked the question, if you could play anybody else in the show, who would you play? I think Doc said he would play a transgender Addie. I think DJ said he would play, which plays Citizen Z, he would play Murphy. And then I said I would play Carl Schaefer, the executive producer. And I meant that because what I admire about executive producing is that it's providing jobs for other people. So I am, to answer your question, I am cultivating a few projects, one with myself in place, but a couple of others to put other people in place. I just kind of think that the days of you know, I come from the era of the 70s, the 80s, the 1900s, where, you know, you kind of look for the man to kind of, you know, get production companies together, get things going and certain things like that. And we have wonderful people like Shonda Rhimes. We have Oprah. We have, you know, we have the legacy of the feminine energy of now starting to put these things and these prowesses in place. And I think I'm choosing to be a part of that. So that's what I'm working on.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
Thank you.
Love it.
Thank you.
Love it. And definitely for question number six, where can the Black Town TV go to follow you and all the work that you've been doing?
Social media. I'm real easy because I'm from the 1900s. You could probably see me on the street, like, for real. Like, really. I'm not hard to find. Jesus, it's really sad. It's really sad. Matter of fact, I got millennials telling me, what's my Twitter? What am I?
Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah, Twitter, Instagram, Kalita Smith 1, and Glit. It's easy on both. Check it out, because it's easy for me.
Love it. Love it. So going on to number seven of the question, just for the young ones, for the millennials out there who don't know, you used to be, of course, on the smash hit show, The Bernie Mac Show, where you worked with the late, great Bernie Mac. I would be remiss if I did not ask this question. Can you tell us some of the best moments that you had on the Bernie Mac show?
Getting the job. Hello. I'm always saying getting the job. Because it's a journey to get there. You know, the work is getting there. The job is really the vacation. Wow, it's so many. Jesus. I know, it's just not because you got me thinking about this man. I miss that man big time. Mm-hmm. You know, I would have to say the best thing, and it's not really a memory, is the fact that the kids and I are closer than ever. We're working on projects together.
Really?
We are, Bernie picked the real family. Which I'm going to say the best memories is the fact that he picked a real family and we're going to show everybody.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. I cannot wait to see it.
Yes,
definitely
yes.
Make sure you keep Black Town TV informed because we want to make sure.
Oh, for sure.
We are there
for sure.
Everything, every step of the way. That sounds like it's going to
for
be.
For sure. And wait till you see these. They're not kids no more. These are grown ass people and they are adorable and they're funny and they're fun and they're smart and they're engaging. And you don't even believe that they're not related. Like they never dropped off where they left off. They're just, oh my God, they're the best.
Oh, wow.
You'll see.
Oh,
you'll see. The world will get to see the truth of who they are.
Oh, that is so heartwarming to hear. I cannot wait.
And
definitely...
Jordan. And Jeremy. Jeremy got swag. Oh, my God. He got swag.
Oh, my goodness.
It's adorable. It's adorable because you're like, oh, God, is he still like that? Not even. When I tell you, he is Mr. Okay? I have to call him Mr. Mr. Come
that
on,
is awesome. I'm so happy to hear that. Oh,
yes.
I cannot wait to hear more what you guys have. Like I said, definitely make sure we are informed. I want to keep update to everything that you guys are going to be doing. So I am super excited to be hearing this. Yes. So coming up to the last few questions, Ms. Kalita, coming up to number eight, any goals in your career that you haven't accomplished yet that you would still like to?
Yes. And it ties into the last question. Bernie was grooming me for stand-up before he passed away. And so in honor of the endeavors that I'm doing with the kids as well as him, I'm pursuing that as well. I'm not going to call it stand-up. I'm just going to be standing up talking.
Well, I pay to go see
Thank
it.
You. So. Thank you for laughing. Thank you for laughing. You get a front seat, okay?
Yay! I hope I do, because I would definitely go see it. I'm like, hey, yeah. Kalina, you talk to me. I'm here. So.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. No, yeah, so that is the one thing that's kind of been in the back of the recess of my mind, and just as an honor to him, and to just, you know, kind of show it to myself that, you know, he and Don Rickles saw this, and let me see what it is that they really saw.
Absolutely. Oh, that's mm-hmm. amazing to hear, and I definitely cannot wait to see what that will be about for your, not really stand-up, but we'll call it stand-up, so.
Yeah, well, I'll be stand-up talking. That's what I'll be doing, because not a whole lot of sit-down going on up there. But yeah, no, yeah.
Love it! Yeah. All right, Ms. Kalina, coming up to the last question. For all the young, inspiring actors, young comedians out there, do you have any advice how they can navigate through kind of the dark realms of Hollywood and, you know,
Put some lights on. How to navigate through the dark realms. Let's see. I think the best thing to do, because it is only as dark as you see it. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, put some lights on, meaning know why you're doing it, and never lie to you in the mirror. Know that, growing is nothing to fear. You are cultivating a craft, which means you're not going to be the favorite to everyone, but you have to be the favorite to yourself, and someone will find that as you move on. The confidence comes in you being able to understand what it is you do have. When you understand what you have is a gift and is only given by God, is nothing that you've ever really, like, it's like someone who sings. Can you really be taught how to sing? No, you either got that shit or you don't.
Exactly.
Just because you got courage and you can go to karaoke and stand up and that's not singing. When you are a singer, you know it came from somewhere else. When you are an artist, you must learn to trust it comes from somewhere else and you are a vessel. When you learn the confidence in that, nothing gets in your way.
I'm hoping everybody in Black Town TV audience takes that to heart. That is wonderful advice, Kalina. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have been incredible to have on. Like I said, it has been such an honor for me. You know, like I said, watching the Bernie Mac show was definitely a staple at my house every day after school. I'd make sure I get my homework done ready and fast so I can get settled down, watch some Bernie Mac show. You know, it was a huge, huge staple. So it's been such a huge honor for me to be interviewing you, and I appreciate you taking your time.
Oh, thank you so much. And I just want to say, rest in peace, Christophe St. John.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Rest in peace. It's been impacting, you know, social media and everything. Mm-hmm. And yeah, definitely, definitely. But I definitely want to thank everyone listening into this Ms. Kalina's interview today. I hope everyone checks her out on her social media and, of course, check her out on all the upcoming projects, especially she has the project she has with the kids of the Bernie Mac show. I cannot wait. So I definitely hope you keep us up to date on that, because I
Indeed.
Want to know everything.
Indeed. You got it, babe.
Good. Good. I want to thank our guest, Ms. Kalina Smith, one more time. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening. And I hope, of course, you guys take that great advice to heart. And, of course, make sure you follow and check out Ms. Kalina Smith, and make sure you guys check out all of the projects she's got going on. But of course, you guys know I'm your hostess with the mostest, Miss Simone Jackson. Until another great episode of Black Tone TV, look who's next. Everyone, I hope you guys have a great day. I want to thank our guests one more time. And until then, you guys.
Yes. Yes, thank you, and love you like cook food.
Cook food. Love it. Love it. All right, everybody, until another great episode. Peace and have a beautiful day. Bye.
Bye.